You know, Larry, you've been a global sales leader for a very long time, have dealt with different size organizations. How important is it for the organization when it comes to developing a sales comp plan?
I really feel like the development of the sales compensation plan is actually key to building a successful team and having a successful business. And so I take the sales compensation plan really, really seriously. There are different parts of the compensation plan. It's the quota development. It's are we going to pay on margin? Are we going to pay on revenue? And it is how frequently are we going to pay? Are we going to pay bonuses? How are we going to accelerate payment? There are just so many factors to sales comp that are important. And if you get it right, it really drives the behavior of the salespeople. And you want it to use it as a tool to drive the behavior of salespeople. So I just think it's really important to get that piece right. And it does involve talking to, you know, if you're the sales leader, you, the CEO, the general manager, the operations people, all have to be a part of this discussion on sales comp, because whatever you decide to do, that's the behavior you're going to get from the salespeople. And it needs to reflect pieces of everybody's business. So it, yeah. I just think it's key to the success of the company to get the sales comp right.
It's really interesting how many professionals are talking about like mid-quota change or a comp plan change. I see companies do that. Would you ever part of those mid changes, or how do you feel about that stuff when organizations, because I can tell you the candidates do not like it.
Yeah, and they should.
Okay.
You know, when you change a comp plan midstream, you only do that out of, like, I don't want to use the word desperation, but you do it because it just has to be done. I won't say you never do it, because there are times where if you have totally screwed up your original comp plan and you're running out of money as a business because you're way overpaying your sales reps for revenue that's not bringing in margin dollars to pay it, you have to make a change. So, but you have to really be in bad shape to do that. So you could tweak a comp plan midstream, but like you can decide that one of the product solutions that you guys are selling is generating higher margins than expected. So let's drive the sellers that way by tweaking the comp plan and maybe giving them more quota credit for that particular product.
Interesting.
Absolutely. You can do this in two different ways. The comp plan is the comp plan, and you could say, right, we're going to have a contest now. And you can tweak. It's still the comp plan, but it's outside of the comp plan rules. So we're going to have a contest now and try to drive our sellers toward selling this particular solution. The other way is to actually tweak the comp plan and say, you know, we're paying 8% of revenue on that particular product, we're going to pay 9% or something like that. So you can do it, you know, either way. I'd rather tweak the comp plan than have a whole lot of different contests.
Yeah.
But I've been in organizations where that did contests that really rewarded solutions higher during certain parts of the year and have that work very effective. So either way, as long as when you're tweaking it, you're not tweaking it so people get paid less. If you're going to tweak it, you always want to tweak it so people get paid more.
Now, as far as like complexity goes, I've seen some comp plans where I'm sure I don't even understand it.
I think simplicity helps me hire better people, and it helps me incent my sellers in a way that I can change their behavior on a dime, meaning if I can get away with paying some percentage of revenue, you know, a flat percentage of revenue, that to me helps me hire and go after top talent. I can explain the comp plan very easily. They get the comp plan very easily. And there's a lot less confusion about what the expectation in the business is.
Right.
So
yeah,
if the comp plan has to be complicated, it then takes away your ability to sell your company to a top seller. Because if they can't figure out what you're doing with your comp plan in 30 minutes of talking with you, that's a problem. That's going to be a problem. And they may be reluctant to leave because top sellers are already working somewhere. Very few top sellers are unemployed when you want to hire them.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
They're employed somewhere. And so if they can't understand your comp plan in a short amount of time, the chance of them wanting to come and work in your organization start to decline.
And I couldn't agree with you more on that because, I mean, I knew your top sellers and still know them, and there's a lot of others out there. And we always talk about that, and I'm just a fly on the wall, but I could tell you none of them want a complex plan. They want to know exactly, I produce this because we agreed in the offer letter, yes, I want to get paid this. And okay, I just can't imagine like being in an organization myself as a seller wanting to go work for a company where I've got to do like taxes to figure out what I'm going to get paid.
The other part is, it's funny, sellers have a way of, you know, figuring out the most complex.
We do. Right? We don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it, right? And I don't want to have you do it. Because as you're figuring it out, you find all kind of loopholes. And you find all kind of things that maybe were unintended consequences of comp plan.
Companies that want to drive better results with their sales teams, how do you feel about caps on commissions?
Not a fan of caps.
Okay. That's what I thought you would say, but...
Once again, just like I would say, I don't want to ever change a comp plan midstream. I don't want to ever cap a seller. But I want it in the comp plan that I could if I had to. So I don't ever want to use it. But it needs to be a line item in the comp plan. There are unforeseen circumstances. Things that happen in a sales environment. Let's talk about the first thing that could happen. The business could be failing. So if the business is failing, it's not the seller's fault, but everybody's suffering. And so the seller is a part of this greater team. And so you need to have the ability to protect the business. Now, I don't want to ever have to cap the seller. I cannot recall once, I guess I was a seller for, I guess, 8 years in technology, and I've been a sales leader for like 30 plus years, and I don't remember ever having a cap against the comp.
Now, for organizations out there, I guess it would depend on how big the sales force is or mature, but when you think about splits, that's another thing that comes up in sales comps. Do we do a 50-50? Do we do a 60-40? I've even seen, which is interesting, 70-30, 80-20. Because I've seen organizations go very high on salaries, right? And maybe their sales cycles are extensively longer.
I tend to go 50-50. But if I have a solution that's going to take a long time to sell, my 50-50 model isn't going to work.
Have you had instances where you do go higher, or have you always been 50-50?
I'm either 50-50 or 55-45. I can't think of a time where I paid 70-30.
But you've always had them, like, literally every sales team, and I think most people may not those, and some do, but, like, every sales team you've led was crushing it. And I get companies that, well, we want to pay this, and I'm like, you don't need to, right? Or they're not paying as much. They're like 40, 60. So regardless of the product, you were, hey, this is where I was, because I want the right type of sellers.
Yeah, I prefer to be 50.
What are some situations that sales leaders that are at getting into your level, or they've got the right mindset for a comp plan, but it falls short at their, how do you deal with influencing the right comp plan?
Typically, you know, what the CEO cares about is, are we driving a proper behavior? Are we going to get the best people? Which means, is our compensation market-based so we can get the best people? The CFO cares about how much of my sales expense for what amount of revenue. And so I think that in my experience, I value what the CFO brings to the table because I'm really focused on market-based compensation, driving behavior, and getting these folks paid. They'll model it out for you. And many times working with CFOs, yeah, there's a push and pull and there's an argument, but we're both after the same thing.
Yeah.
And in the end, we're going to come to a balance that I can live with and that they can live with and that the CEO is going to be happy that we were able to do that.
We pay ours monthly. Is there quarterly? Is it monthly? How do you feel about that on comp plans?
Sooner is better, and more frequent is better. So I'm a big fan. I don't think you can pay any sooner than monthly. The sooner you can pay somebody after they close the deal, the better. That motivates
people. Well, it's that dopamine hit, right? Like from like social media, it's the same thing with you see it hit your account and you're like, okay, great, let's keep it going.
Exactly.
What would you kind of summarizing like things that sales leaders should really think about? 3, 4, 2, like, I don't know how many bullet points you have, but that when you're developing a, these are what you need to think about.
Yeah. What are your fixed costs, sales expense? What do they look like? What are your variable costs look like? What is the market pay for what your guys are doing? How can I make this comp plan? Now, if I have all that data, how can I make this comp plan simple? And so err on the side of simplicity all the time and never try to pass off comp plan that's lower than market based, because then you're accepting that you're going to get C players. Remember, getting the best people means that you have to have a comp plan that makes sense, that's market based, because the best people think they're going to make above market. So if your comp plan's market based, they think they're going to blow it out anyway, and that's good. But if you've given them something that's lower than the market and saying that the only thing they're going to get to is market, that doesn't play well. And one other thing that a lot of sales leaders, I think forget, a little bit of overpayment goes a long way. Their CFO's going to cringe when I say it. If you're going to err in your comp plan, err on the side of overpayment.
Now, this is helpful. I'm glad you shared your thoughts on this stuff, because this is something that's obviously a big topic, especially around this time of the year. So,
absolutely.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.